Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, each and every one of you, to today's conversation in the book of Luke. We are in the middle of a great sermon that Jesus preached. We've established it's not the same sermon as the Sermon on the Mount of Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, but similar. And these are themes, obviously, that Jesus is reiterating throughout his public ministry. And last episode, Hannah, we talked about loving people that are our enemies, praying for people that hate us. Tough stuff.
Tough way to start the week, but a good way.
For sure. For sure. And we're in that same vein today. We're in Luke chapter 6, verses 37 through 42 is what we're going to try to cover today. Let me read the passage. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into a ditch, or into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. So, teaching today on a couple different topics, but it seems like the theme today is the theme of judge not that you be not judged. So, that's a very misunderstood verse, in my view. A lot of people say, you know, don't judge me. You know, don't judge. Like, if you point out anything in my life, don't judge me.
It's very convenient. Like you said, I think this is probably, at least from my experience, this would be the most common verse that is used out of context. Like you said, judge not that you be not judged. You know, don't judge me. Don't you dare judge me. But, we're not saying don't. It's not talking about the unconditional approval of someone, but unconditional love. You know, it's not about, you know, hate the sin, love the sinner kind of.
So, okay. So let me ask you this question, Hannah. So in what way should we not judge people?
Right. So if someone is living a lifestyle that is not pleasing to the Lord, then it's important to not, well, first of all, we're all sinners. So not to condone what they're doing, but first of all, realize, okay, well, I'm a sinner as well, and not judge them in that sense. I believe also just loving them and ministering to them. And through that, because I think often we view, okay, well, they, especially if it's someone that's not a Christian, they, you know, might not even know what they're doing necessarily is wrong. I think we often view, I need to tell them it's wrong. I need to almost preach at them. And of course, you know, we need the Bible, but Jesus loved on others. He ministered to others. And I think we often miss out on that extremely important action.
Yeah. And you're saying, I'm going to say it a little bit differently, but the way you're explaining it is really the way Jesus gave us the conditions, okay? So for instance, judge not that you be not judged. For with what measure you judge, you should be judged again. In other words, it's not that we're not supposed to ever make a judgment call. No, as believers, we're to make discernments. We're supposed to judge righteous judgment. Matter of fact, the Bible says we're to judge each other. We're to handle each other's court cases without having to go to the unsaved world. So we're going to judge the world with Christ. So judgment, it's not a matter of making discernments. The point is that in judgment, realize that we are going to be judged. So with what measure ye judge, it should be measured to you again. In other words, judge people the way you want to be judged. Okay, forgive people the way you want to be forgiven. That's the point. The point is that in all judgment, consider, what if I were the one? That's why in Galatians 6, it says, in the spirit of meekness, you know, approach your erring brother, considering thyself. So the whole point of judgment is not that we should never discipline or give this kid a demerit in our Christian school or come down in church discipline on a particular situation. The point is that we should do it as if we were the ones sitting in that seat. And I loved what you said in your initial answer when you said, hey, when we deal with people, now remember, we're sinners too. That's the whole spirit. That's exactly what Jesus is saying when he says, hey, every sin in another person ought to make us consider, first of all, our own sin. Do I do that? Am I guilty? You know, who am I to help this person in this area? Now, the point of the passage is that we ought to allow all sin in people's lives to cause us to think about our own potential inconsistencies and our own sin, and then deal with that beam, because the sin in my life is going to inhibit me from seeing clearly the sin in someone else's life. So a sin in someone else's life, which is always easier to see, even with that cloudiness in my own eye, it's always easier to see what someone else does wrong. So let that cause me to look inward and say, oh my, that's what I do, and I might even do worse. So then deal with that. But then having dealt with that, God can use us to help them deal with their thing.
Right, and you're perfectly transitioning into the next verses where it's talking about, as you read, the beam in one eye and the speck in the other eye. How you said it, sometimes even though we have this huge, you know, how he gives a funny example of, you know, a beam sticking out of an eye. You know, even though we might be completely blind in one eye, I could easily see your little speck of a sin, you know. But
it's great imagery.
Yeah, it's perfect imagery. It's so true, because how, I mean, it's just a funny example. Like, how silly is that, that he would not even notice? He's like practically blind in one eye. So to consider our sin first.
Right. So to recap, the Bible's not teaching that believers shouldn't make discernments in other people's lives. No, matter of fact, right, we're called to, mm-hmm, that. We're called to lovingly confront. We're called to encourage. We're called to community. So that's not the point at all. The point is that we should judge other people in the spirit of, how would I want to be judged? How I understand that in judging them, I'm inviting inspection upon myself. That's certainly the case. Think about the way people respond to judgmental people. If a person is a judgmental person, what's the first way you respond to that? You say, oh yeah, but you do this, or you did that. We're always looking for, so what Jesus is saying is, realize that. Realize there's going to be that consequent inspection. But then more than that, go ahead and look inward. Let the mote in someone else cause you to consider the beam in you, and then you're going to be able to help people effectively. So it's really advice about how to judge, how to make discernments, and how to lovingly help other people.
Another good example of that is when Nathan, the prophet, came to David, and he gives him the story of how this poor man only had one sheep, and this rich neighbor had, you know, plenty of sheep, but he stole the poor man's sheep, killed it, used it for his, you know, sacrifice or meal, whatever it was. And at our age, David, especially being a shepherd, you know, how could he possibly take this poor man's one sheep? And I think he even went to the extreme of saying this man should be killed.
He should be
for
killed
for his actions.
Right. Yeah.
And Nathan I don't know if I'm getting the word exactly right, but he's like, you are that man. He said, you are the man. And imagine, I just can't imagine how devastated and shocked at the same time David was, realizing that's me. Like, I did that.
In yeah, David, different sense. David should have seen himself, but he couldn't.
Right.
So God sent Nathan in to do surgery, to take out the beam.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and boy, I'll tell you what, when David had the beam taken out and saw that this is me, well, then we get Psalm 51 and the great repentant prayer of David for us to really understand, now I'm seeing clearly. So that's a great point. And then I would say this too, just to close the circle on the judgment part of this conversation, and that is, it's never right for a human being to condemn somebody, because condemnation is not ours to render. Yeah. That's in the hand of God alone. There is one lawgiver, James taught us, there's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? So we never should judge in a condemnatory way.
Right.
But if we are exercising discernment and confrontation in people's lives, it ought to be for the purpose of exposing for restoration, for help, and never for condemnation.
Dangerous to play God.
It's dangerous to play God, for sure, because we don't have omniscience, omnipotence, nor do we have the love and discernment. So it's always important that we judge righteous judgment, which is judgment according to the word of God, which is bringing God into the process. But then that verse in verse 38, we don't have a lot of time to discuss it, but give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. I find it interesting that this verse on giving is right in the middle of these teachings on judgment. And the reason for that is because it's the same principle. We want to judge with the same, to the same degree that we want to be judged. And then we want to give to the same degree that we want to have given to us. Mm-hmm. And so the initiation of the process is, we want to be people that are free with the resources God has given us, you know, to give to people that have need. And the Bible says, when we live a life of giving, God is going to bless in giving back. And again, this is not health, wealth, and prosperity, but even the method that God uses, when we give as a general principle, if you're a giving person, loving, helping, looking to others, then that's the way people are going to treat you. And men shall give unto your bosom.
And it doesn't just mean physically, like giving your money and giving your materials to other people. I mean, it's also, because I think sometimes people might look at that and think, well, I don't really have anything to give. I don't really have a lot. Well, you have love, you have time, you have forgiveness. Those are other things that you could give to people and be just a giving person.
Well, there's no doubt that it illustrates a larger spiritual principle. There's right. No doubt about that. But let's not deny what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. And that is, and I would challenge each one of you out there, if you're somebody that is free and giving with your resources, even in what we would call poverty, people like that are people that others have no trouble helping and blessing. And it's a life of putting others first, of living in a way that the teaching is the same. The way I want to be judged, that's why I should judge. The way I want to have things given to me, that's why I should give. Live what you called yesterday that golden rule. Yeah, as you would have others do to you, do you even to them. And that applies to every category: judging, giving, loving, praying, all of it. It comes back to that simple principle of, boy, I really need to consider, what if I were the one in need? What if I were the one that needed to have somebody render judgment in my life? How would I want that and then behave accordingly? It's a revolutionary teaching by the Lord Jesus. And I hope that you and I will take some time to meditate on those principles even today. I know they're time honored. I know that I'm not discussing anything that you haven't already heard, But boy, these are the principles in our life that we need to consider time and time and time again. Even today, judge not that you be not judged. Even today, give and it shall be given unto you. I challenge you to take God at his word. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.